Okay, we're going to learn for a few minutes, and then you'll learn Krishna again when you get home. Okay, tonight we're not learning the din of what's called Basiya Sapas, breaking bread, which is really an expression in the Gemara. Lahavda, the Goyim use the expression breaking bread, but it's really a Gemara concept of Basiya Sapas. Now, on real bread, which we'll explain in a second, you make hamaitzi. What's the definition of real bread? Number one, it has to be made from the flour of one of the five grains, which are wheat, barley, oats, rye, and spelt. If something is made from the flour of one of those five minim, as it's called, types, then you have to wash in it. Another detail in this din, it has to be baked. A third detail of the din is the majority of the liquid has to be water. So in order to make hamaitzi on something, it has to be, number one, from one of the five grains. Secondly, it has to be made into a flour, which is very important. It has to be baked, and it has to be the majority of the liquid water. Okay? If the majority of liquid is not water, so then even though you have all the other criteria, the bracha is practical halachas, what's called pasul b'kisnin, the bracha is mezaynus. If you take flour and water and cook it, then it's mezaynus, it's not hamaitzi. If somebody puts, okay, the majority, or it's not from the one of the five grains. For instance, what happens if you have quinoa flour, or what's very common by Pesach, potato starch, which basically means potato flour, or soy flour, and you bake a cake like that? In fact, many of the breads that are gluten-free, some have oats, but those that don't have oats, so then, even though it looks like bread, it may taste like bread a little bit, but the bottom line, it's not hametzi. That cake, by the way, would be shahakol. That bread would be shahakol, because it's made out of flour. Flour, potato flour is shahakol. Soy flour is shahakol. What?
Well, corn flour.
Corn flour also would be shahakol. But what? If it has oats, then again, if it's oat flour and the majority of the liquid is water, even though the oat flour might be minimal compared to other soy flour, potato flour, whatever, you still make a hametzi on it. Because any one of the five grains, even if it's not the majority, as long as it's there to give taste, it always has a din of ikar. And therefore, then the case of din would be a hametzi.
How about Ezekiel bread?
Ezekiel bread is hametzi, even though on the bag it says with flourless bread. But the way it's made, halachically it's flour, legally it's not flour. Because in order to be flour legally, it has to be a certain process. And this doesn't have the whole process. It's still halachically flour that sticks together through the baking. According to most opinions, it's hametzi. And therefore, the bracha on Ezekiel bread would be hametzi.
I heard that you would maybe wash, but not say mitzilas or bread. I heard some of the way of doing it at some point where you don't say the bracha or say one.
I have a better idea. Eat a regular piece of bread first. And wash, and then bench, and eat that. But you don't have to do that. You can, the way the halacha is, you can wash and bench just on the Ezekiel bread by itself. What?
Are there any cereals that you have to wash on?
You mean the breakfast cereals? No, not to my knowledge. But just to give you an example, you can have one cereal which the bracha would be cornflakes. Okay, let's give that as an example. You can have one cornflakes, one company's cornflakes would be adama, and one company's cornflakes would be shahako. looks the same, exact same way. What would be the difference? If it's made out of corn flour, then it's shahakum. Sometimes they have actually pieces of corn in the cornflakes. So sometimes it's made from flour, then it would be shahakum, because corn flour is shahakum. If it would be pieces of corn, then it would be hadama. Doesn't matter what it looks like. The only place where it matters is by pas.
But corn cheeks is shahakum.
Huh?
Corn cheeks.
It depends how it's made. If it's corn flour, it's shahakum. If it's not corn flour, if it's pieces of grain, then it's hadama. It depends how it's made. You have to look in the ingredients. If it's flour, corn flour, it's shahakum. Regular potato chips, we said this many times, regular potato chips are adama. Because what are potato chips? Sliced potatoes, fried. But Pringles is dehydrated potatoes, so it's basically potato flour. So then it'll be shahakum. Machat shin is my tamer mecha beva mayim kim shvilag al tim kum chachin rav tibo shvilag al tim shna mad adin arachot ekman tisko yakul teri yadzi.